The Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council met today in St. Petersburg to discuss several issues, including the possibility of allowing large-scale fish farming in the Gulf. All 150 seats were filled, and dozens more people were standing inside the room or waiting to get inside during the public comment portion of the meeting. Marianne Cuffone, director of the fish program at Food and Water Watch, a consumer action organization, told WMNF why she opposes the council's plan for this type of offshore aquaculture in the Gulf.
In the federal waters of the Gulf, they want to put large cages with thousands and thousands of fish. And the plan that they've put together thus far is very incomplete. It doesn't have specific details about much. We don't know where these cages will be. We don't know what kind of fish they'll farm. We don't know how much pollution they'll cause. There's just many things that are missing from the plan. And so folks are upset about that, understandably. So we have commercial fishermen and recreational fishermen and conservation organizations and consumer groups coming together with the same message, which is slow down and get it right.
The Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council is a federal body that makes rules about fishing in U.S. waters from about 9 to 200 miles offshore. They are considering rules for open ocean aquaculture, or OOA, in which fish are farmed in open water cages. Large-scale Gulf aquaculture would affect the livelihoods of commercial fishers, according to Glenn Brooks, the president of the Gulf Fishermen's Association.
Well, after reviewing parts of the plan there, there's a lot of holes in it. It's too wide open, nothing's too specific about it, and they could actually go out there and start putting aquaculture pens on all over our fishing grounds and just pretty much wipe us out on our fishing grounds.
So you think it would have an effect on your take?
Yes, it would. It'd have a big effect on our take.
Ed Small owns and operates a boat for longline fishing of grouper in the Gulf of Mexico and said that open water fish farms would affect his livelihood.
They would impact it directly because you would be closing areas that I now fish. They would put those pens out there. I can't put my longline gear in there. And it would have a direct impact on my operation. In the last several years, the government's closed large areas of really productive fishing grounds to us already. We're already being squeezed into a smaller and smaller area. And if you give these people licenses to go out there and close even more the bottom to us, it's just putting us out of business that much quicker.
Chris Dorsett directs the Gulf of Mexico Fish Conservation Program with the Nature Conservancy and does not support the current offshore aquaculture plan because it is not environmentally sustainable.
We've submitted a letter to the decision makers asking that before they move ahead with any regional aquaculture plans like in the Gulf of Mexico, that we have a strong national bill that lays out guidelines for an environmentally sustainable aquaculture program for our country.
WMNF asked Dorsett what would have to be included in plans for offshore aquaculture for it to be considered environmentally sustainable.
Its species selection is a big one. You want to make sure that you have native species, so in case they do escape, and it's not a matter of if but when, you don't have any impacts on the local environment. In Florida, you know that the problems invasive species can create for the state, so that's one big one. Another is siting, where you put these facilities. Another is requirements for bonds, for example, for cleanup. We don't want someone just creating one of these things offshore and then moving out and leaving a big environmental mess for the federal government and the states to have to clean up.
While the council was meeting, but before public comment, about a dozen people rallied against offshore fish farming. Joe Murphy is the Florida Program Coordinator with the Gulf Restoration Network.
People are concerned about pollution issues and what would happen with our water quality along our coasts. They're concerned about impacts to our fisheries in the Gulf of Mexico. And the main thing is, you know, this is a large-scale industrial point source of pollution. We're talking about putting basically just offshore. Florida's working very hard to eliminate pollution onshore. Why would we want to go ahead and add another source of pollution right in the Gulf of Mexico?
Murphy compared the problems of offshore fish farming with those of factory farms on land.
You know, these aren't herbivores. These aren't like cows, or they're not going to be grazing. These are predator fish that eat basically other fish, and you're talking about having to gather, you know, tons and tons and tons of bait fish to feed these fish on a regular basis. You also have to treat these fish on a regular basis with things like antibiotics to avoid infections because they're so closely confined in these pens. So it's sort of the worst case scenario. You're fishing down the food chain much more aggressively. You're creating a lot of pollutants in the Gulf of Mexico, And at the end of the day, we want fisheries in the Gulf that are managed for fishermen to have a sustainable future, to go out there and harvest and catch fish, not grow fish in cages.